I'm now to Take 5 for your community. It's brought to you by Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Mike Roach and Sarah Browning are with us from the Washington soccer team. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. And it's, well, Mike, we'll start with you first. A couple of housekeeping items with the Hatchet soccer program you want to talk about, right?
Yes, thank you. Let's start out with talking about the Hatchet Boys soccer call out. That's all incoming 7th through 12th grade players and parents need to attend on April 23rd, so that's Monday. Starts at 6, come early, get some paperwork out of the way, and we'll get into talking about the season. It's in the high school cafeteria. Summer schedules, physical paperwork, and fundraisers will be discussed then.
It's a busy summer for them, right?
Oh, it's a busy summer, and we start early, and you know, I'm one of them that we think that if we get things out of the way early, we'll be prepared when the season starts. A couple of thank yous I want to get out of the way. Thank you to Monty Critchlow, the Washington, and the Washington Soccer Federation for all their work that they do. Kind of helps make our job easier to have players that are ready to go.
Absolutely, yes.
Big thank you to Dane Prevo out at Infinite Indoor Sports Center. He's on Eastside Park Road. He does a lot for our youth, not just for soccer, but football, basketball, and baseball. So big thank you. If you've not seen his place out there, go stop in. He's a great guy to talk to. And can definitely help your youth in whatever sports you're playing. And a big thank you to Coach Stahl. He's done some donating of his time for his weightlifting and open gyms through the winter. So I want a big shout-out thanks to him for what he does.
And before long, it'll be soccer season. It really will. It's just around the corner. And it takes funds. You know, Sarah Browning is with the Booster Club for the soccer team. It takes funds to keep the soccer team in supplies of what they need. And you've got your big fundraiser coming up, right, Sarah?
We do, and I'm not sure how many years we've done this, but it's a lot. They've done it for a long time.
As far as I can remember.
But it's the Hatchet Bingo, soccer bingo, but it's purses. So we have everything from Michael Kors to 31 to Kate Spade. So there's some really nice purses. So, you know, it's May 7th, so it's right before Mother's Day, right?
Yes. Right.
So males and females, welcome. Maybe you can luck out and get a Mother's Day gift for for $10.
I actually helped purchase a lot of these with my wife, who's the president, Joe. And I think there's over 13 purses that are over $300
wow.
in value.
Yeah.
Some of them are well into $500.
And so. You have some unique models when you are bingoing these or offering these for the bingo, right?
We do. So we think that the boys should help with all of the fundraisers that we do because the money's obviously for them. So the more they're involved, the more they will appreciate how hard it is to raise funds and to come up with things that we can do for them, which all the proceeds go toward equipment and things like uniforms, warm-ups, anything that the school wouldn't cover. You know, we play against some of the best teams in the entire state, and we want to make sure our boys are well-prepared, well-equipped.
Yeah, one thing we spent some money on last year, we had a college coach, USI, Coach Santora came up, did a week-long camp. It's not cheap, but he does a great job, and it really helps teach our boys stuff, and us coaches even benefited a bunch.
And it goes, and it's thanks to the Booster Club and these fundraisers. So May 7th is the date. Do you need to get tickets in advance?
You can. So any of the boys, any of the parents, basically, we all have, we have both tickets for the actual bingo, and then we have some raffles that you don't have to be present. So if you can't be there on May 7th, we are raffling two different purses. I think it's $1 a ticket, or you can get 6 for $5. But it's Monday on May 7th, 6:30. It's in the also in the WHS cafeteria.
Yeah, the boys will be getting their packets at the call out on Monday for that bingo. So
okay.
Anytime after Monday, they can start getting tickets sold.
But doors open at 6. And you can play 3 cards all night for a $10 donation.
What
and there's
deal.
Extra cards. So, yeah, it's a really fun night. We have concessions. I mean, it's just a fun night.
Yeah,
so.
Erica Francis does our concessions for us. Great food. Come enjoy it. It's a lot of laughs. Greg Litherland does the announcing. And it's just a good time to get out and support and the community.
I am sure, no doubt about it. So, again, May 7th is the date. Tickets will be available from any of the parents or from the players. The soccer call-out meeting is Monday night, 7th to 12th grade. If you're interested in playing soccer for Washington High School's soccer program or junior high, be at the call-out meeting Monday night. What time was the call-out meeting?
Call-out meeting starts at 6. Be there a little early.
All right. And the bingo starts at?
6:30, and the doors open at 6.
All right. Well, Washington soccer, of course, always going strong. Our guests today, Sarah Browning and Mike Roach with the Hatchet Soccer Program. Guys, thanks for coming in to share the information, and best of luck with your fundraiser in the upcoming season.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Dwayne.
Thanks for coming in. Take 5, a service of Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.